Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Zayin. We left off on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're about halfway down the page on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots and we're discussing the psul of an onain. So the Gemara is going to first tell us a chiddush of Rava, that even though it's true that an onain passels the avoda, he's not allowed to do the Kabbalah Saddam, but that's only by a korban yachid, Rava suggests. But when it comes to a korban sibur, he's going to learn from some sort of kal v'chomer that the onain is going to be kosher. So the Gemara is going to question that kal v'chomer carries with it three assumptions, and each of those assumptions themselves are really just that. They're only assumptions. It's not explicit in the Torah, and we can derive that they're incorrect based on similar kal v'chomers to Rava's kal v'chomer, and therefore the Gemara ultimately is going to reject Rava's din based on those the idea that those assumptions could have proven false just based on a similar kal v'chomer to Rava. Then the Gemara is going to quote a source for the notion that a tevul yom is pasul Kabbalah, because that was the next item in the Mishnah, that a tevul yom that does a Kabbalah Saddam is pasul. So how do we know that? The Gemara is going to bring a source. Once we have a source that tells us that a tevul yom is pasul Kabbalah, so we know that a tameh, a tevul yom, a mechusar kippurim are all pasul to the avodah, the Gemara is going to question why I need sources for all three of those categories. Tameh, tevul yom, mechusar kippurim, can't they really be derived from each other? And even if you can't derive them all from one of them, you should be able to write two of them and derive the one from the other two. So the Gemara is going to explain why we need all three categories to be taught to us in the Torah. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get it, through that discussion, actually, the Gemara is going to get into the topic of whether a mechusar kippurim of a zav is like a zav. When a person experiences ziva to the extent that he or she has to bring a karban, which is a serious level of ziva, so and they have gone through their entire Torah process except for bringing the karban, are they in the same status of being a zav, or are they sort of mostly removed from ziva? They just have this chi of karban that remains. And then the Gemara is going to have at the end of the daf two possible sources that a mechusar begadim is possible to kabbalah saddam, because that too was mentioned in the Mishnah that a mechusar begadim does not do kabbalah saddam. So let's begin about halfway down the page. Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Onain pasul. The Mishnah said that an onain who does Kabbalah Saddam is pasul. So Rava is mechadish the following. Amar Rava lo shanu el karban yachid. Yes, an onain is pasul, but that's only on a karban yachid. Avol karban tzibur. But let's say an onain does an avoda of the karban tamid. He does the Kabbalah Saddam of the karban tamid. Miratze. The karban is good, and you don't have to bring another karban tzibur. An onain is going to be kosher for that. And how do I know that? Kal v'chomer mituma, says Rava. I learned it from a kal v'chomer from the psul of tuma. If when it comes to tuma, even a kohen gadol is not allowed to be makrav bituma for a karban yachid, meaning we know that there's a din that tuma is hutra bitzibur, and it's true tuma is hutra bitzibur for a kohen hediot, for a kohen gadol to do the avodah. Doesn't matter who's doing the avodah. Tuma is hutra bitzibur, but tuma is not hutra biyachid, even if a kohen gadol is the one doing the avodah. Yet hutra etzel hediot bekarban tzibur, we do find that a kohen hediot, because of tuma hutra betzibur, a kohen hediot can do can be makrav the karban bituma. Aninus, as long as it's carbon tzibur, aninus shehutra mechalei tzal kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. So when it comes to the psul of aninus, which apparently is not as serious of a psul, because a kohen gadol is allowed to be makrav even with carbon yachid by aninus, say nodin shehutra tzal kohen hediot b'karbon tzibur. So all kal v'chomer, therefore, that the kohen hediot should be able to be makrav with carbon tzibur by aninus. So therefore, Rava wants to suggest that it's true that an onin is psul for a carbon yachid, but when it comes to a carbon tzibur, an onin is going to be kosher. That's his kal v'chomer. So maskifla Rava bar Ailai. Rava bar Ailai says, well, if that's the case, I can make three other similar kal v'chomers. You see, because that kal v'chomer carries with it three assumptions, none of which are explicit in the Torah. Assumption number one is that tuma is not mutter for a kohen gadol on a carbon yachid. Right? We know tuma hutra betzibur, so we made the assumption that for a yachid, even a kohen gadol is not allowed to be makrav betuma. Assumption number two, that when it comes to a carbon tzibur, tuma's mutter, even for a carbon hediot. All the Torah tells us that Tumas Utra B'tzibur didn't tell us for who to be makriv. Maybe it's only Kohen Gadol. We're assuming, Rav is assuming, that even a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be makriv B'tumah when it's a carbon tzibur. Assumption number three is that a Kohen is allowed to be makriv Onein even for a carbon yachid. Now, all we know is that the Torah says that a Kohen doesn't leave the base of Kohen Gadol, doesn't leave the base of Mikdash when he's an Onein, but maybe that's only for carbon tzibur. Maybe he only sticks around to do carbon tzibur. Maybe for a carbon yachid, he's not allowed to be makriv onein. We're making an assumption that a Kohen Gadol is permitted to be makriv onein even for a carbon yachid. So the Gemara says, you know what, I could question all three of those assumptions with the similar kal v'chomer to the way Rava does. Number one, lo tutar anin l'seitzel Kohen Gadol b'karbon yachid. Maybe a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to bring his own carbon yachid when he is an onein. The Torah, yeah, allows the Kohen Gadol to be oved ba'aninus, but maybe that's only for a carbon tzibur. And I could say the following, mikal v'chomer, we could learn it from a kal v'chomer. Uma hedyot betzibur. If tuma, which apparently is a lesser concern because we allow a carbon tzibur to be brought even by a kohen hedyot betuma, and yet lo hutreitzel kohen gadol the carbon yachid, and yet a kohen gadol is not allowed to be makriv betuma a carbon yachid, he's only allowed to be makriv for carbon tzibur betuma, not a carbon yachid. Sa aninus lo hutreitzel kohen hedyot the carbon tzibur. When a kohen hedyot is an onein, he's not even allowed to bring a carbon tzibur. So then for sure a Kohen Gadol should not be allowed to bring a Korban Yachid when he's an Onein. So that should destroy that assumption. Meaning if you don't assume Rava's Chiddush, you could have destroyed one of Rava's assumptions. Second assumption, V'tutar B'tuma Eitzel Kohen Gadol B'Korban Yachid. Maybe we should say that a Kohen Gadol can even bring a Korban Yachid B'tuma. We know Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, but that's for any Kohen. That's even for a Kohen Hedyot. Maybe when you're a Kohen Gadol, you're allowed to bring any Karban Bituma based on Mikal V'Chomer, following Kal V'Chomer. Uma aninu shlohut reitzel Kohen Hedyot b'Karban Tzibur. A Kohen Hedyot who's an Onein is not even allowed to bring a Karban Tzibur. And yet, hut reitzel Kohen Gadol b'Karban Yachid, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring even a Karban Yachid when he's an Onein. Tuma shlohut reitzel Kohen Hedyot b'Karban Tzibur. So Tuma, where a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be makriv, as long as it's a Karban Tzibur, ain't odin shlohut reitzel Kohen Gadol b'Karban Yachid. A Kohen Gadol should be allowed to be makriv b'Tuma, even a Karban Yachid. So that would be assumption number two destroyed. Assumption number three can be destroyed based on the following Kal V'Chomer. V'lo tutar tuma etel kohen hedyot b'karban tzibur. Maybe a regular kohen should not apply the principle of tuma hutra b'tzibur for a kohen hedyot bringing the karban. Mikal V'Chomer, based on the Kal V'Chomer, as follows. Uma aninus shohut reitzel kohen gadol b'karban yachid. Lo hut reitzel kohen hedyot b'karban tzibur. If when it comes to aninus, which is apparently so kal, it is so much more lenient because we allow a Kohen Gadol to bring a Korban Yachid when he's an Onein, and yet we never allow a Kohen Hedyot to do anything when he's an Onein, not even a Korban Tzibur. So Tuma, which is more strict, where we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to do Shalahut Reitzel Kohen Gadol b'Korban Yachid, we don't allow a Kohen Gadol to bring a Korban Yachid when he's Tamei, Ein Odin Shalahututar b'Kohen Hedyot b'Korban Tzibur, we for sure shouldn't allow a Kohen Hedyot to bring even a Korban Tzibur when he's Tamei, because Tumah is more Chamur than Anino. So says the Gemara. So the first Gemara gives a Simon to the three Kal V'Chomers that we just suggested, V'lo Tutar Tutar, V'lo Tutar Aninos, V'Tumah Tumah, Yachid Yachid Tzibur. Okay, that's a simon for those Kal V'Chomers. Ela Ika L'Mifrachachi, V'Ika L'Mifrachachi. You know, we could be done this one Kal V'Chomer and leave the other dinim the way the psukim sound like they mean, or we could don one of the other Kal, meaning any of these Kal V'Chomers are equally valid, and therefore they're all equally invalid. Kol chada v'chada teiku beduchte. Meaning each of these kal v'chomer, the simple pshat in the psukim is that when the Torah tells us tumah hutra b'tzibur, that means that it's hutra b'tzibur for both the carbon, for both the kohen gadol and for the kohen hedyot. When the Torah tells us that a kohen gadol is allowed to be makriv onein, simple pshat, he's allowed to be makriv onein both for a carbon tzibur and for a Karban Yachid. We should take the simple reading of the Pesukim. We can't have these fancy Kal V'chomers because they compete with each other and we wouldn't know which Kal V'chomer to actually choose. So when the Torah allows a Kohen Gadol to be Makrav Aninos, it's both Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur. When the Torah says a Kohen Hedyot cannot be Makrav Ba'aninos, it's both by a Karban Yachid and by a Karban Tzibur. When the Torah says the Tumma Sutra B'Tzibur, it's both for a Kohen Hedyot and for a Kohen Gadol. When the Torah says that that Tumma is Aser for a Yachid, it's both for a Kohen Hedyot and for a Kohen Gadol. All four of these Kal V'chomers are uprooted, and therefore we reject Rava's Chiddush that an Onein is allowed to do the Avoda for a Karban Tzibur. That is rejected at the end of the day. Okay, now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Tevul Yom, a person who was Tameh, went to the mikveh, did not yet have Harav Shemesh, he too is Pasul Avoda. So Minalan, how do I know that a Tevul Yom is Mechalel the Avoda? So the Tanya, we have a Brisa that tells us as follows. Rabbi Simai Yomer, Remez L'Tevul Yom Shem Avad Chilel Minayin. Where do we have a Remez to the idea that if a Tevul Yom does the Avoda, he's Mechal the Avoda? Tamal Omer, because the Pasuk says, when it talks about the Yisra of Tumah, of Tumas Meis, to people who are not relatives of the Kohen, it says Kedoshim Yiyu V'lo Yichalalu. That it says Kedoshim Yiyu, they're not the very next words in the Pasuk, but later in the Pasuk, V'lo Yichalalu. That if the Kohanim are not careful about their Kedusha, what does it mean not to be careful about their Kedusha? They become Tamei, and then their Makruv Karbanos Bituma, their Mechalal, the Karban, they Pasul the Karban. So we know that we've applied the principle of Im Eino Inyan several times. Whenever you have a Chiddush in the Pasuk, where I already know that Chiddush in the Pasuk, so we could use it to teach an additional Chiddush. So Im Eino Inyan L'Tameh, I don't need this Pasuk to tell me that if a Kohen who's Tameh does the Avoda, that he's Mechal the Avoda, Dinafik Mi V'Yinazru, because we already learned that din from the Pasuk that says, Daber Alar V'Albana V'Yinazru Mikad She B'nei Yisrael. That tells us that Kohanim are not allowed to do the Avoda B'tum, and if they do, V'lo Yichalu Hashem Kachi, they're going to be Mechalel the Avoda. So what does this Pasuk teach me? It can't be about that. Tenei Winyin Litvul Yom. So granted, it's not talking about actual Tamei, it must be talking about a Tvul Yom, that a Tvul Yom who does the Avoda is also Mechalel the Avoda. So says Gemara, granted you want to say Yemeinu Winyin, and this Pasuk may not be talking about a regular Tamei. But how do you know where to apply it? How do you know that it's talking about a Tevul Yom? There are other possibilities. Ve'ima Teneu Inyin L'Karech Karcha. You know what would have been a more logical possibility? Look at what else the Torah is discussing around the spot of this Pasuk, where it says, Kedoshim Yiyu and V'lo Yichalalu, and say, maybe the Kedoshim Yiyu V'lo Yichalalu is actually going on whatever the topic of discussion is in the neighboring Pesukim. So if you look, the Pasuk talks about someone who... because he's in so much pain over the loss of the death of somebody that he starts making bald spots, he starts ripping out his hair, or lemashchus pazakan, or Cohen who's megaleach his beard with a razor. That both of those are mentioned in the previous pasuk. So maybe this pasuk is going on that, and it's saying that if one does the avoda when he was mashchus pazakan betar, or when he was korech karcha, when he made bald spots over the fact that he had lost a relative or lost anyone. So maybe that's what that person is Mechal of the Avoda. How do I know that a Tevul Yom is Mechal of the Avoda? Says Mar Tevul Yom Dim Avad B'Misa Minala. Now the answer is that a Tevul Yom who does the Avoda is Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And you know how I know that? The Gemara in Sanhedrin derives it to Gomer Chilul Chilul Mitruma. It's a Gzereshav of Chilul Chilul. It says Kedoshim Yiyu, right? That's our Pasuk, where it says the words V'lo Yichalalu. And it says by Tamei and Tevul Yom that eat truma, that also the Lashon Chil. So just like Tamei and Tevul Yom who eat truma are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, or Tevul Yom who's Ovid B'Migdash is also Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So even though it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk of Kedoshim Yiyu, the Pasuk we're using now, which kind of, who exactly is Pasul Avoda, who we're coming to include in the Pasul Avoda, but once we already have in our Mesorah such a Gezerah Shava of Chilul Chilul, where we assume that this Pasuk is about a Tevul Yom, so for the Chiddush of the Pasuk that it's Mechal the Avoda, we can also assume it's going on a Tevul Yom and not on Korech Karcha, not on Mashchis Pa'as Zakan, because of this other element of Torah Shebal Peh, the Gezerah Shava that already was Mekubal, which assumes that this pasuk is about Tevil Yom. So the pasuk b'truma, and therefore the pasuk Tevil Yom is pasuk is we darshan that Tevil Yom is pasuk b'truma machal avodas mechalal the avoda to lo pasuk b'truma. But someone who's not pasuk for truma, like a korech karcha, a mashchis akano, lo machal avoda is not going to be included in kedoshim yiyu to be mechalal the avoda. So the pasuk of kedoshim yiyu teaches me about a Tevil Yom. That's in fact the source that a Tevil Yom is mechalal the avoda. Now, interesting discussion. The Tevil Yom being mechalal the avoda may be the source for the idea of going to the mikveh before davening. Now, the real source of going to the mikveh before davening is the Takanas Ezra, right? Ezra was misakin that a balkeri has to be mitar himself from his tumah before he says dvarim shebekdusha. But we were already mevatel Takanas Ezra because it was something that the einat zibur yicholim lamud ba. So in shailas uchuvus min hashemayim, one of the balei atosfos used to go to sleep and have a dream, and he would go up to shemayim and ask all of his shailas during the night, and you know you would expect the shailas to be much more esoteric or lofty, or the shailas are pretty basic. You know, what are the proper order of the parshios in the tefillin? You know, they're pretty straightforward shailas. So in shailas uchuvus min hashemayim, he asks about tevila before davening from Tumas Balkeri, and he says, you know, Odnis tapaknu al tefilas balekerian. It says in Brachos Tav Chav Beis that the Takana says was batel. So the Gaonim write, yeah, it's batel when it comes to Kriya Shema and Divrei Torah. One does not need to go to the mikvah in order to say Kriya Shema in order to learn Torah. But for tefila, in order to daven, you still need tevila or tishus kavin. And other Gaonim say, nah, even for tefila, for tefila with a pay, we are makel not to require tevila of or tishas kavin. So it's a machlokas amongst the gaonim. Is one allowed to daven without going to the mikvah? And what we rely on is Yerushalmi in the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma that says that Yom Kippurim is aser beruchitza b'tashmish hamita. So it says, well, wait a second. If it's aser beruchitza, then kol shkein it's aser b'tashmish hamita, because if you have tashmish hamita, then you're about carry, then you're not going to be able to do rechitza, you're not going to be able to daven the whole day. So Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi gives a few answers. One of the answers is, it's Takana says it's batel. So therefore, you're not going to have to be tovel even before davening. So that's why it's an extra chiddush. That's one of the answers of Yerushalmi. So they asked, in Shalosh Shuvos Min HaShemayim, should we be so mechanat Yerushalmi? And Min HaShemayim they were told, Vavad Demes Hashem Elokeichem Zut Tefila. And it could be that is it possible that someone who's tamei is makrav a karbon? That nowadays we're makrav, that the way we're makrav karbonos is through our tefila. A tamei person cannot be makrav a karbon. And he said, you know, that Yerushalmi, first of all, the Yerushalmi has other answers. Second of all, that Yerushalmi is just wrong. Third of all, you should know, up here in Shemayim, we know why tefilos are accepted and not accepted, and the reason many of them are not accepted is because people didn't go to the mikveh. Very stark, Shalosh Shuvos Min HaShemayim, that a person should go to the mikveh. So the other possibility is of why it is that one should go to the mikveh is even a tahar is right to be tovel before tevila, even if he's not a balkeri, because one before doing the avoda has to be tovel. So even forgetting the balkeri element, a person requires tevila before doing the avoda, and that's what the Baal Shem Tov and his talmidim were very makbid about tevila before davening, before tevila. So what's the counter argument? The counter argument is beferish Yerushalmi, that it's no longer required, and that therefore we paskin like those shittos that even for tefila it's not required. This Rabbi Willig once spoke in the DRS based medrash, and they asked him about going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, and he didn't even understand the question. He said, where are you guys from? You live in a Hasidic community? He said, we go to the mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. I don't know when else a man would go to the mikveh. Obviously bechasidim they do know when else someone would go to the mikveh, but that's our mesora is or my mesora, whatever. Is that Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur? We rely on that that Yerushalmi. Okay, so that's as far as Tevil Yom is concerned. Now, the Brisa that we quoted, we mentioned the source in the Torah for a Tameh and a Tevil Yom to be Mechal the Avoda. So now the Gemara says, okay, why do I need a source to tell me Tameh, Tevil Yom, and Umuchusu Kippurim are all Mechalal the Avoda. Can't I just learn from one of the, can't I just learn them if I had one of these sources and learn the other two, or two of these sources and learn the other one? So Amar Rabba, Lama li dekas v'rachmana tamei tvil yom Umuchusu Kippurim? Why does the Torah have to tell me all three of these psulim that they're all mechal the avoda? So why can't I just have one of them? So he explains, tzrichi, the ikas rachmana tamei. If the Torah would have only told me that a tamei person who does the avoda is mechal the avoda, I would say, yeah, you know what? He's mechal the avoda shekein metamei, because a tamei person could be metamei other people, and that's a chumra that a tamei person has that a tvil yom and a mechusu kippurim do not have. B'tvil yom, and if the Torah only would have told me about a tvil yom, I would have said mechusu kippurim. I would not have known that a Mechusu Kippurim is Mechal the Avoda, because a Tvil Yom is Pasal Betruma. A Mechusu Kippurim is allowed to have Truma. So I would not have derived necessarily a Mechusu Kippurim from a Tvil Yom. And Mechusu Kippurim, if it only would have told me a Mechusu Kippurim is Mechal the Avoda, I would have said Tvil Yom lo Asimine, that I cannot derive the halach of a Tvil Yom from a Mechusu Kippurim, Shekein Mechusu Mais. Because the Mechusu Kippurim still has to do something to become Tahar. He has to bring his carbon. So in a certain sense, even though it sounds counterintuitive, a Mechusu Kippurim is more chamur than a Tevul Yom. Meaning, because what does a Tevul Yom need to do in order to become Tahar? Just wait till Erev Shemesh. But a Mechusu Kippurim needs to do something. He needs to bring a carbon. So in that sense, he's more chamur than a Tevul Yom. So the Gemara says, okay, sold. Mechad lo asi. You're right. I can't have only the Torah tell me only one of these categories and derive the others from it. But Tesi Chad Mitarti, can't I have the Torah mention two of these categories and derive the third one from it? Why does the Torah have to mention all three? So says Mar, okay, well, how do you suggest we go about the Torah have gone about doing that? Behelo lichtov rachmana. Which one do you want the Torah not to speak about and then to derive the other, and then to derive it from the other two? Well, lo lichtov b'mechusu kippurim. You don't want to tell me, you don't want the Torah to tell me that a mechusu kippurim is mechal di avoda v'teisi mehanach, and you're going to learn that on your own from the combination of a tamei and tevul yom? Not so sure you could do that. Malahanach shekin psulim b'truma. The isra of achilus truma applies to the other two, doesn't apply to a mechusu kippurim. So maybe the reason that a tamei and a tevul yom or mechal the avoda is because they're very strict; they're not even allowed to have truma. But a mechusu kippurim is allowed to have truma, so maybe he's not so strict. Maybe he won't be mechal the avoda. So okay, different suggestion. Elu lo lichtav rachmana b'tevul yom v'teisi mehanach. Let the Torah only tell me that a tamei and then a mechusu kippurim are mechal the avoda, and I'll learn from there that a tevul yom is mechal the avoda. Demai parachta, because what was the whole pircha on the tzad hashava? What would be the whole pircha? That mal lahanach shekein mechusar maisa. That a tamei and a mechusar kippurim both have to do a maisa. The tamei person has to do tvila. The mechusar kippurim has to bring a karban. Whereas the tevul yom doesn't have to do anything. He just has to wait. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a good enough pircha. Sov. At the end of the day, we know that a Mechusu Kippurim is on a lower level of Tumah than a Tevul Yom. His Tumah has been weakened. He already, you know what, the Mechusu Kippurim already has? He's already had Harav Shemesh. He already was Tovel in the Mikvah and had Harav Shemesh that a Tevul Yom is waiting for. So it's as if he's not, we should view him as if he's not Mechusu Maisa for his Tahara, even though Enochinami, he's not allowed to eat Karbanos until he brings his carbon, but as far as being allowed, as far as his tumah status is concerned, that's already been taken care of by his Harav Shemesh, and therefore I should be able to derive a tevul yom from a combination of tamei and mechusu kippurim. So says the Gemara, no, we're making a mistaken assumption over here. We're suggesting that when a person is a mechusu kippurim, as far as tumah and tahara, he's totally clean, he's totally glat, and all he's got to wait for is for his dinim of karbanos. No, kasav our mechusu kippurim dezav kezav dami. It could be that we're working with the assumption that a mechusu kippurim of a zav has a din of a zav, meaning his tumah is not yet weakened as far as Kachim is concerned. As far as Kachim is concerned, we treat him as if he never even went to the mikveh yet. And therefore, you cannot learn that a Tvil Yom is Mechal the Avoda from the fact that a Tamei and a Mechusu Kippurim are Mechal the Avoda, because a Tamei and a Mechusu Kippurim still require a Maisa for Tahara, not just for a Heter Achilus Kabanos, for tahara, because the mechusar kippurim is not yet tahor when it comes to kachim, as far as kachim is concerned. So he still requires a maisa. So says Gemara, oh, that's an interesting idea, that a mechusar kippurim dezav is kezav dami. Is that true according to everybody? Lema mechusar kippurim dezav kezav dami tanaihi. Maybe that is a machlokas tanaim. Ditanya, because the Brisa tells us when it comes to para aduma, that srafa onen, let's say someone is an onen, and he burns the para aduma, as part of the avodah, the para aduma, umechusar kippurim, or a mechusar kippurim is so rafe the para aduma. Halach is ksheira, that it's going to be kosher. But Yosef HaBavli Omer, Yosef HaBavli disagrees, and he says, onen ksheira, I agree with you about an onen. If an onen burns the para aduma, it's kosher. But mechusar kippurim psula. But mechusar kippurim cannot burn the para aduma. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether a mechusar kippurim is allowed to be so rafe the para aduma. What's that? What's the nekudas hamachlokas? So my lav ba'a kamiflagi, isn't the machlokas about the following, that Mar Savar Yosef HaBavli, who said that it's possible holds mechusar kippurim dezav kezav dami, that a person is a mechusar kippurim from being a zav, is absolutely tameh as far as kachim is concerned, and therefore as far as the paraduma is concerned, we treat him like a tameh person, and it's possible he's not allowed to burn the paraduma. Umar Savar Tanakama said, no, lav kezav dami, he's not like a zav. Even as far as kachim is concerned, we don't view him as tamei. He's just not allowed to eat kachim. But to burn the para aduma, he's like a tevul yom, and a tevul yom is allowed to burn the para aduma. So of course the mechusar kippurim should burn the para aduma. He's better than a tevul yom as far as dinim of tum and tahara are concerned. So isn't that the machlokas, that there's a machlokas whether a mechusar kippurim dezav is kezav dami? Says Gemara, lo. Maybe everyone holds that a mechusar kippurim dezav has the tumah status of a zav when it comes to halachos of karbanos, and therefore really he should have been pasul from burning the para aduma. But you know what they're arguing about? You know why the rabbanon say that he's kasher? That says Gemara v'hach ba'ak miflugi. As far as para aduma, they're arguing about had a darshan specific psukim when it comes to para aduma. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says vihiza hatahar. Pasuk says vihiza hatahar al tameh biyamashlish biyamashvi. The word tahar is extra because the pasuk had already said v'lakach hezav v'tavol b'mayim ish tahar vihiza. So when it says ishtar, we know who's doing the hazah. It could have just said vihiza ala tameh. That ishtar, who we were talking about before, should be maza on the tameh. Why does that say vihiza hatahar? So mechlal shehu tameh. That implies when it calls him, from the fact that it calls him tar, it sounds like he's tahar partially, but he's still tameh partially. Limit al tful yom kasher bepara, and that teaches us that a tful yom is called a tahar, but he's not totally tahar. He's kasher do the para aduma, even though, as far as other kachim are concerned, he's considered to be tameh, and he's not allowed to be involved in other kachim. So there's the machlokas tanaim that we had about whether a mechusar kippurim is allowed to do the shefas para. Mar Savar Tanakama holds tumah de kala Torah kula. When we say tumah de mixas, it's tumah of kala Torah kula that we're matter in the pasuk, meaning even if he's tumah b'miksas from tumah ziva, a zav who's a tevul yom is kosher for the avodah of the para aduma. A zav who's mechusar kippurim is tameh b'miksas, he's kosher for the avodah of para aduma. But Mar Savar Yosef HaBavli, who said that no, that a mechusar kippurim is pasul, tumah d'hach parsha, says yeah, it's true the Torah is mechadesh, that someone who's partially tameh is allowed to do the avodah of the para aduma. That means he's partially tameh from tumas meis, because that parsha is about tumas meis. So someone who still has some remnant of the tumah of tumas meis is allowed to do the shreifa sapara. So tvil yom mechusar kippurim of tumas meis is allowed to do the shreifa sapara, but not a mechusar kippurim of zav. Hilkach tvil yom de nevela utmei sheretz dekili asu b'kal v'chomer mitvil yom de meis. Yeah, and we could say if a tvil yom of a meis is allowed to do it, then a tvil yom of a tamei sheretz or a tamei with tumas nevela, which are definitely more kal than tumas mace, are also allowed to be involved. Aval mechusar kippurim dezav dechamir, but in a certain sense, a zav is more chamur than a tumas mace. Why is he more chamur than a tumas mace? Shekein tumah yotza alav megufo, because the tuma emanates from him, from within him. Tumas meis, it may be a very high level of tuma, but it's a tuma that comes from outside of him. It's a tuma that comes from a meis. Tuma ziva comes from within him, and therefore love. I cannot be machshir him to any of the avodos of the para aduma, even though I am machshir a tvul yom or mechus kipurim of tumas meis. So this idea of mechus kipurim dezav kizav dami. Before we move on, mechus kipurim dezav kizav dami. Rashi writes that the nafkamina of mechus kipurim shel zav dino kizav is as far as eating kachim, that it's not mutter to him, and it's as if he was not tovel at all, and therefore if he does it, he's chayv kares. Meaning, everyone agrees that mechus kipurim is not allowed to eat kachim yet. Question is, do we view him like a tamei who's eating kachim? That's how Rashi understands. Like a tamei person who's eating kachim, where he's chayv kares, or it's just stam, he's not allowed to do it, but it's not that he's going to be chayv kares. Tosos rejects that Rashi, that Shitas Rashi. He says, mechus kipurim being chayv kares and achilas kachim is not a machlokas at all. Of course, a mechus kipurim is chayv kares for eating kachim. When it comes to knisa lemigdash, it's a mefurisha mishnah in the first parak of Kalim that a mechus kipurim that's nichnas lemigdash is chayv chatas. A mechus kipurim is chayv kares on Knesset Lemigdash. How do I know? Because he's chayv chatas when he does b'shogig. So you're only chayv chatas b'shogig, and that which you chayv kares b'mezid. So when a person eats kachim, he's also chayv kares, because Kodesh and Migdash are always linked to each other. One of the yisodos of Kachim is that the Achilas Kodesh and Nichnas LeMigdash are very linked to each other. So if it's Pashut that a Mechus Kippurim is Chayv Kares for being Nichnas LeMigdash, it should be equally Pashut that a Mechus Kippurim is Chayv Kares for eating Kodesh. And therefore Tosfos rejects Shitas Rashi. It's interesting, the Rambam in Ilchus Bias Migdash paskins that a Mechus Kippurim that goes into the Ezras Yisrael, even though he's not Chayv Malkus Midaraisa, we give him Makas Martus. So says the Rabbi, what are you talking about? Mechus Kippurim is Chayv Kares if he goes into the Ezra Yisrael. Inside Sharni Kanar, he's already Chayv Kares. It's a Tosefta in Kalim that Kala Tameim Shenichusu Lefnim Misharni Kanar Afilu Hei Mechusrei Kapara Hareilu Chayven Al Zadon Kares Al Shigas and Chatas. So the Kesef Mishnah just wonders why doesn't the Ravid attack from a Gemara in Menachos, which says Mechusrei Kapara that go into the Azar B'Shogi Chayv Chatas. But bottom line is that's the Ravid's attack on the Rambam. So what they defend the Rambam is from our sugya, that there is a daya that holds that a mechus kipurim of a zav is eino kezav, and even though in the hemshich of the Gemara it sounds like everyone agrees that he is like a zav, that's a dechia to the initial suggestion. But the initial suggestion is that there is a machlokas tanaim, whether a mechus kipurim of a zav is like a zav. So it could be that all the places where we say that a mechus kipurim who enters the mikdash is chayiv kares, that assumes that a mechus kipurim de zav is kezav. Maybe the Rambam paskins of mechus kipurim de zav is not kezav. And that's why the Rambam paskins against explicit gemaras, explicit toseftas, because he's paskining like the other day, he's paskining like the other shita, as far as mechus kipurim of a zav is concerned. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Now we had mentioned in the Mishnah that mechusar begadim, that someone who is mechusar begadim, it does Kabbalah Saddam, also Mechal B'Yavoda. Says Gemara Minalan. How do I know that that's true? Amr Rabbi Yavoda, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Umatu Ba, Mishmeid Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and some quote this from Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, to Amr Krak, because the Pasuk says, when it comes to the mitzvah of Bigdei Kuhuna, the Pasuk says, V'chagarta Osam Avneit Aron Uvanav, V'chavashta Lahem Mikbaos, V'haysa Lahem Kehuna luchukas olam. What does that mean? Vahaisalem kehuna. We're talking about wearing big day kehuna. They, obviously, it's for kohanim. What does it mean? When they wear big day kehuna, then they will have kehuna. Bizman shebigdeyam aleim, kunasam aleim. Ain bigdeyam aleim, ain kunasam aleim. Wow. The Gemara says a chiddush. You know when a person is a kohen? When he's wearing big day kehuna. If he's not wearing big day kehuna, he is not a kohen. So how far do we take that? Meaning, to what extent do we say that a person is not a kohen when he's not wearing the big day kuna? So there is a Mordechai in Maseches Gittin, in the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin, where he quotes a maisa that there was a kohen that was pouring water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam, and there was a Talmud watching Rabbeinu Tam, saying, watching how Rabbeinu Tam is getting a shimush from a kohen. How are you allowed to do that? So he challenged him. It says in the Yerushalmi, Hamishtamish b'kuhuna ma'al. It's a violation of me'ilah. to be Meshamish B'Kohen. So how could Rabbi Natan do it? So Rabbi Natan said, there's no Kedushas Kuna B'Zman Hazeh, because they don't have Big Day Kuhun anymore. Ein Big Day Amaleim, Ein Kunas Amaleim, a person is allowed to be Meshtamish B'Kuhuna. So that's why Mechus B'Gadim is possible to do the Avodah, because Ein B'Zman Hashem Big Day Amaleim, Ein Kunas Amaleim, and therefore the same would be true about Shtamshus B'Kohen. So that Talmud then asked Rabbi Natan, yeah, if that's true, why do we give the Kohen the first Aliyah? Right? Why do we have any Dinim of Kohanim? Why are the Kohanim doing Birkas Kohanim? Why do they get the bench in front of it? Shasak Rabbein Tam. Rabbein Tam didn't have another answer. It happened to have been that there was another Bala Tosos hanging around when this conversation was happening. Rabbeinu Peter was around, and Rabbeinu Peter disagreed with Rabbein Tam, and Rabbeinu Peter said that to that Talmud that even though there is Kedushas Kuna, but it could be that a Kohen is allowed to be Mochel. So Rabbeinu Tam, he defended Rabbeinu Tam's actions by saying obviously this Kohen was Mochel, he wanted to serve Rabbeinu Tam, so Kohen's allowed to be Mochel, but for sure there's still Kedushas Kuna Bizman Hazeh. The Ramah Paskins like Rabbeinu Peter, and Archaim Sim Kuv Chav Ches Siv Mem Hey, that it's usher to be Mishtamish B'Kohen even Bizman Hazeh, it has a din of Mi'ila B'Hegdish, unless he's Mochel. So Ramah holds that he can be exactly like Rabbeinu Peter. Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, and Birkei Yosef proves that Rov Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Peter. Rov Rishonim hold Mechila doesn't help, meaning like Rabbeinu Peter that there's still Kedushas Kuna, but not like Rabbeinu Peter was just trying to defend Rabbeinu Tam, why he was allowed to be Meshamish B'Kuna. Rov Rishonim hold that you're not allowed to be Meshamish B'Kuna, and that Mechila is not going to help. Mishra Brura quotes this, Kav Chaim quotes this, that there's a Shita that holds that it's Asim Meshamish B'Kuna, even when there's Mechila. And if that's the case, then you're not allowed to be Meshamish B'Kohen at all. But maybe if the Kohen gets some sort of Hana'a from it, then he can be Mochel. And the Tshuva's Zera Chaim, Simlech of Zayin, the Pnimei Halach section of the Masifta quotes over here, if it asks if you're allowed to go to a doctor who's a Kohen, because after all, you're being Mishtamish B'Kuhuna, the Kohen is helping you out. So he suggests a number of Svaras why you are allowed to go. First of all, he's getting paid, so he's doing it for his own Hana, he's not doing it so much for you. Second of all, he has a mitzvah to be Merape, whoever he has the ability to be Merape, so he's doing it because he has a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because you're being Mishtamish Lakuna. But that's all as far as Rabbeinu Peter is concerned. There is a discussion, what about Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam said that there's no Kedushas Kuna B'Zman Hazeh. How do we answer the Talmud Shaila if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that there's Taka no Kedushas Kuna? Why is it that a Kohen gets the first Aliyah? So the simple explanation would be, Rabbeinu Tam would probably say, in a Chinami, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah because it's Darkei Shalom. There's no other reason that he gets. It's just a simple way of dividing it up so that there's not going to be any fights. Otherwise, you'll have everyone arguing, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham would have to get the first Aliyah. It's very rare that will break apart the normal order of Kohen Levi Yisrael in order to give a Talmud Chacham. I think by Rav Avadia Yosef's minion, they used to give Rav Avadia the first Aliyah even though he wasn't a Kohen, because there was no doubt who the biggest Talmud Chacham in the room was when Rav Avadia Yosef was there. But other than that, you know, as far as Darkei Shalom is concerned, we don't want to get involved in such things. Now, not only Bizman Shein Bigdeim Aleim Ein Kunasim Aleim, but a Kohen who does the Avoda without Begadim is Machal the Avoda, there is another Hakpada that the Torah has Big Day Kuna, that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yudal tells us that Big Day Kuna have to be clean. Upashat is Begadav Lovish Begadim Acherim, when he takes the Deshen out from the Mizbech, the Torah teaches us Derech Eretz, that Begadim Shabishal Bem L'Rabo, like Hotzas HaDeshen, you're taking out the ashes so it's going to get all over your clothing, Al Yimzog Bem Kos L'Rabo, you cannot continue to do the avoda with such begadim. So that the achronim suggest that we're all a mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh, and therefore it's a musar about how we should all make sure that our begadim are always clean. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns from this drasha that a mechusar begadim is chayiv misa. That from this idea of Bizman Shem Big Day Malayim Kunas Malayim. What does mean Ein Kunas Malayim? Means he's a czar. He's a czar who's doing the avoda. So he's Chayv Misa for doing the avoda. So Tosos asks in the name of the Rimi Orleans in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimlam Beis, that why don't we learn that a Mechusar B'Gadim is Chayv Misa from the fact that it says in Parshat Tetzaveh, Vahayu Al Aron Valbanav, and it says, Vayisu Avon Umesu Chukas Olam Lo Ulazaro Al Acharav, that it's Beferish in the Pasuk that if he's not wearing the Big Day Kuna, he's Chayv Misa. So Tosfos answers, if we would learn the Onesh from there, we would only know about the Mechnasayim, because that's what the Pasuk happens to be talking about. How do I know? Shar Begadim? Oh, Bizman Shein Begdayim Aleim, Ein Kunasim Aleim, which is a very interesting thing. Why would I be Mechalek between the Mechnasayim and the rest of the Begadim? So Mesh Chachma has a beautiful insight. Mesh Chachma, Shmos Perichav Ches, Mesh Chachma points out that whenever you have a Beged that's meant specifically for Kavod, missing that beged is not a bizayon. It's not a lack of kavod. But whenever there's a beged that's not meant for kavod, it's just meant as a basic beged, then the absence of that beged is a lack of kavod, is a decided lack of kavod. So let's say if I wear a jacket, why do I wear a jacket? For kavod. That's a more dignified way of dress. So one who's not wearing a jacket, it's not a bizayon, it's not a lack of kavod. But a person wears pants, right? So pants, a person wears not for kavod, because you just need basic covering of the body. So one who doesn't wear pants, that's bizayim, right? That's a complete lack of kavod. So that's the chiluk between the mechnasayim and the other begadim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up here on the bottom of the Yizayim in the case.